Discover insights to boost your business or improve your quality of life right here on the Soar to Success podcast with your host, Pat Altvader.
Welcome back to the Soar to Success podcast, where once a month we interview the featured expert who's on the cover of our magazine that month. Today, my guest is business strategist Megan Patton, who's the managing partner of ODA Strategy. Welcome to the show, Megan. I'm looking forward to our conversation today.
Thank you, Pat. It's so good to be here. I really appreciate your taking the time to talk with me.
Well, I think our viewers are going to gain tremendous insight from listening to what you have to say. So let's go ahead and get started with our questions. So
great.
First, I'd like you to tell our audience a little bit about what you do, but really, more importantly, the why that you do it.
Okay, that's great. I am a business strategist. Now, what's that, you might ask?
Mm-hmm.
A business strategist is someone who works with primarily company owners. In the instances of larger companies, it would be department managers, to really help them strategize their business. So helps with planning, helps with making sure that the departments are aligned with each other and supporting, ultimately working together to support the overall vision of the company and make sure that everybody's headed in the right direction. That's sort of it in a nutshell. My passion is really around the area of helping business owners succeed. That's it in a nutshell. What that entails is a whole plethora of solutions and tools and conversations that I have with my clients. The first and foremost is really ensuring that somebody is prepared. And a lot of times when I start out working with a company, I'll ask the person, you know, for example, we're in 2016 right now, but I'll ask somebody, what did you do to prepare for 2016? And often I get a blank look. What do you mean, what did I do to prepare? So I start at the basics and say, okay, let's not worry so much about the format of a specific business plan or a strategic plan or a marketing plan, but what did you do or what do you need to do to really ensure that you are ready for this upcoming year? I love doing that. I love working with people and trying to pull out their best thinking, their best ideas, their hopes and their dreams for their company.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, they just need a little bit of help pulling those ideas and those visions into fruition. Because ultimately what happens is a business owner, you know, they can have all the great ideas that come to them, but where does the rubber meet the road? How do they actually go about implementing those, you know, their strategies that will help them achieve their vision? That's the difficult part. Because so many times business owners get caught up in the day-to-day and there's fires to put out and sales to make and all those tasks that go into running a daily business. So what I help them do is I help them step aside for a minute, take a broader view, and really focus on what do I need to do today and what do I need to do tomorrow to help achieve my goal. So it's very today thinking. You know, it's very much coming up with action plans that are implementable and that are, I don't want to say easy. I mean, they're challenging, but they're realistic and doable. And that's what I love. That's what I get excited about.
And so do you have fun celebrating with them their successes too?
Oh, absolutely. You know, when I get a call from a client that said, hey, I just nailed this objective, I go crazy. I'm all over it. And that's the fun part. You know, that's the fun part is when you can start to see some clarity after sometimes, you know, you feel like you're down there in the muck, fixing things that are wrong and creating systems. And there's a lot of boring stuff that goes into there. And quite often there's a lot of, you know, what I consider to be just slogging through all of the tasks. But when those come to fruition and when somebody can look back at their action plan and say, wow, I did steps, you know, 1 through 7, and it actually did result in success. That's really exciting. And it motivates people to keep doing that, to keep their planning up, to keep chunking down their objectives into actionable steps.
Yeah, you know, I think other business entrepreneurs can relate to what you're saying too, is that we do get caught up in the day-to-day of what we're doing. And sometimes we forget to look back at our plan and go, oh, I'll look at everything I accomplished. And so you get caught up in that. So celebrating successes along the way helps keep you inspired, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. That motivation is second to none. It's really exciting. That's really where someone like me can help a person, is by being that accountability partner or being that checkpoint to say, hey, how are you coming on your action plan? Because it's so hard for us to tear ourselves away from our day-to-day to go mm-hmm. back. So it's just really important to put some system in place to capture that.
Yeah, exactly. That's the reason why we all need a strategist.
Exactly.
So tell us how you got started and what led you to doing what you're doing right now.
I have always had many interests. I was never one of those kids that said, I'm going to be X when I grow up, because so many things interest me, and I'm not sure if it's, you know, shiny object syndrome or what, but I just have a really wide variety of interests. I was a religion major in college because that was the subject that fascinated me the most. I followed college with the Peace Corps, and I taught English in a rural village in Nepal, and
wow.
then got into some teacher training. I was always looking for what's that next interest or that next opportunity. And when I came back to the States, I eventually ended up in an MBA program. The courses that interested me the most were all around strategy and leadership. That just sparked an interest in me, and I was very fortunate to have had the opportunity to work with a startup consulting firm. I wasn't doing consulting because at that point I really didn't have too many skills. But I was helping them manage the office. I was learning. I was just absorbing everything that was going on around me. And following my MBA, I did actually land a job with a strategy consulting firm. And the industry was it was within the steel industry. But I really learned a lot about strategic thinking, about how to approach one's position within the marketplace. How to do competitive analysis, how to do business planning, you know, how to actually create a strategy for your company to succeed. So one consulting firm led to another. I ended up at a Big Four consulting firm, which gave me an incredible foundation. The larger consulting firms do a fabulous job of exposing their consultants to all kinds of industries, all kinds of consulting jobs, as well as first-rate education. That's sort of how I ended up there, and I've just continued it. I took a couple of years off when my third child was born, and when I was ready to go back to work, I happened into my family firm. My dad had started a consulting business as his post-retirement gig. He was a retired CEO, and he asked me if I would come and help him out. So I had a wonderful opportunity to work with not only my dad, but a couple of my brothers and a couple of other trusted advisors until the time that my dad retired and I took over the firm.
Mm-hmm.
That's my history in a nutshell.
Wow, that sounds very exciting. So now that you are the leader of this company, what's your vision for your company?
My vision is to be a trusted advisor for small to medium-sized businesses in our local area. I do have clients outside of Cleveland, but I love Cleveland. I'm dedicated to Cleveland. I would love to see more businesses grow and be successful. I also have a personal vision for my company to be a place for people who love to coach or consult, where they can come and partner with me. They can work on their own terms. Right now I have several agreements in place with other independent coaches and consultants, so that if I'm faced with a client issue that I'm not an expert in, I'm the first one to admit that, and I call somebody that I know to come in and partner with me to solve the client's issue. And I think that ultimately I want my firm to be recognized as one that delivers excellence to their clients. And whether that means I'm delivering the product or somebody else is, that's okay as long as my client's getting the best solution possible.
Wow, that sounds really exciting. I know that right now you are the president of the NABO Cleveland chapter, and you're also on several boards, and you're a really busy person. So how do you manage all that?
That's a great question, and sometimes I'm not sure that I really do. But, we just do what we have to do, right? So
right.
I'm actually at the point right now where I'm not really taking any outside commitments because, as you said, I am on several boards and I'm serving as the president of NABO Cleveland. Time management is huge. I've had the opportunity to work with a wonderful time management coach who has really helped me get those building blocks in place and smooth out my foundation so that I'm operating on a daily basis from a position of strength, because it is so easy to get overwhelmed with being a business owner, being a volunteer, being a parent. There's so much that can derail us on a daily basis. And so I've been fortunate that I've had the opportunity to work with a great coach, Lisa Malice, and her coaching business is System Savvy Consulting. Every coach needs a coach.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly right. And so can you give us an example of one thing that you've done as a result of working with that coach that's made a difference?
Lisa has given me a number of tools, but probably the most powerful one is she told me to schedule time in my calendar to physically go away, leave my office, go to a quiet place, and spend time planning. So she has me doing this once a week where I will go and I look at the next week or 2 weeks on my calendar, figure out, okay, do I have to write a board report for this organization? And then where do I schedule that time in my calendar? Do I need to do some prep work for my client meeting on Thursday? Okay, I'm going to schedule that for Wednesday morning. You know, she's just given me those tools. And on the one hand, they're common sense, but on the other hand, I wasn't doing them. So to me, it was a really valuable, hugely valuable guidance.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing about a coach. Lots of times we know inside ourselves what we should be doing. We just don't have the system in place to keep ourselves accountable for doing it or to keep it in front of our mind.
Exactly. And, you know, I find that with business owners too. So many people that I talk to say, well, I know how to do a business plan, or I know how to create my company strategy, and I can do that. And my question is, of course you can do it, but are you doing it?
Right. Because, no.
I mean, if you can do it, that's great, but it's not going to matter to the success of your company unless you are actively doing it.
Right, exactly. Yeah, well, you know, one thing that I always ask everyone on this podcast is, what are the top three traits of individuals that you meet, like maybe at a NABO meeting, or maybe they come to you as a client, and when you meet them, you immediately know that those people have what it takes to sort of success. Can you narrow that down to like three traits that you look for?
I can try. I think the first one really is honesty and humility. We give a lot of lip service to that, but I believe that is a true marker for success. If somebody is willing to honestly look at themselves, understand where their shortcomings are, and have the humility to accept advice, help, input, whether it's from an external coach, whether it's from, you know, someone on their staff, I think those people are the ones that are most open to growth, development, change, ultimately all the things that lead to success. That's probably the biggest one that I see. Another one is, I'll just call it continuous learning, having a passion for learning, keeping current on the whatever they need to know for their industry. So for the industry trade publications or conferences, associations, being active in those things that keep you abreast of what's happening in your industry is also vitally important. Being willing to take the time out and listen to a webinar or attend a conference where you're going to learn something new. That's another one. Let me think what the third one is. The third one is just a good work ethic. Being willing to work hard. So you've taken all the things in the other two steps, and now you're going to apply it and actually hit the ground running.
Wow, those are really terrific points. So if you were going to give one snippet of advice to somebody new who's starting out, what would that be?
Be a sponge.
Honestly. Yeah, so that kind of fits into all your,
Absolutely. Right. You know, be a sponge. Seek opportunities to network, to learn from people, to meet your competitors. Find out what they're doing, and not in a competitive way, but in a sort of, hey, this is what I do. I think you do something similar. How's it going? Most people are very willing to open up about their business, to talk about their successes and failures, and to give advice. People love to be seen as a mentor or somebody who is able to give advice to someone just starting out. So again, just be a sponge, absorb everything you can, network like crazy, and don't neglect opportunities to give back to the community.
Yeah, exactly. So you've done a lot in your life and career. It's an interesting evolution of careers, I guess. So what do you love the best about your life right now, your personal and business combination, you know, the whole thing? What do you like the best about where you are at this point in your life?
Well, I feel like I'm at a very exciting point in my life. I love the flexibility that I have right now, working for myself, running my company. It does give me the opportunity to say yes to this client, no to a client that's not perfect, yes to an opportunity to serve, be it on a nonprofit board or at my kid's school or something like that. Personally, I'm at an exciting point in my family. I have one in college, one ready to go to college next year, and one just starting high school. So it's a very exciting time watching my kids turn into adults and go into their next phases of life. It's been a lot of fun to be with them on that journey. My husband is extremely supportive of my career and my business. He's my biggest supporter and advisor. He's successful in his own right, and we, you know, a lot of times in the evening you'll find us talking about my business or his business or you know, other companies that we're familiar with. So it's just a lot of fun right now,
That sounds very cool. Tell our listeners how they can reach you.
I can be reached through my website at www.odastrategy.com. My email is mpatton@odastrategy.com. And people can call me directly on my cell phone at 440-655-4755.
Perfect.
I will caution them if they call me, be prepared, because I love to ask questions and I'll want to know all about your business, and I'll probably get really excited about some of the things they're doing. So be forewarned.
All right. Great. Well, thank you so much for being on the call with me today, Megan.
Oh,
really,
thank you, Pat. This was great.
You had great advice for people. So thanks so much for sharing.
Well, thank you. I look forward to talking again sometime.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the Soar to Success podcast. For more insights into growing your business or improving your quality of life, visit soartosuccessmagazine.com and subscribe to the Soar to Success podcast on iTunes.